The state says about 346,000 people are behind on their heating bills, about 10,000 more people than last year. The moratorium on utilities shutting off the heat and power for unpaid bills ends in about a week. But Governor Doyle says his staff has been talking with utility companies to reach an understanding about not turning off the heat and light for people who appear to qualify for recently announced heating assistance from the state and federal governments.
The application date for the state and federal money is May 15th. We know that many of the people with unpaid bills are eligible for assistance. So I have been working with the utilities of this state. Those people who appear to be eligible for assistance, the utilities agreed that they are not going to move forward with any kind of disconnect so that we can get the assistance.
Xcel Energy, serving western Wisconsin, has already announced a delay in heat and power shutoffs. Wisconsin's largest utility, Milwaukee-based We Energies, serves about 1 million people, 40,000 of whom who have not paid anything on their heating bill this winter. Company spokesperson Wendy Parks says it is true that people who actually apply for the new heating aid will not be shut off.
As long as they go into, you know, a qualified center that takes care of energy assistance, we will note that on their account that they've actually applied and money is coming, even if we don't have the check in our hand. So people do need to be proactive, work with us.
The amount of aid from the state or federal assistance programs may only be a few hundred dollars. Some people are reportedly thousands of dollars behind in making payments. The recently announced federal aid package also includes some money for weatherization programs to help low-income people make their homes more energy efficient. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.